What's so great about?
Welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that knows to really get right with yourself, all it takes is to get bollock naked and practice some Tai Chi in front of the news. My name's Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very well, and you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it,
now,
pal.
Andy,
yeah.
Did you pick up on that vague and oblique reference I snuck in there at the start of the program?
What was that about?
Well, it's the fact that we're covering 1990's Die Hard 2, starring Bruce Willis, William Sadler, John Amos, and many, many more.
Ooh-wee.
We'll get to that in a little while. Before, I want to check in with you.
Hey.
How's things been?
Good. You know what? I had another offer I turned down.
What'd you turn down?
Right.
Like free stuff?
Yeah. Well, technically,
tickets?
Yeah. No, not tickets.
Okay.
So, I was... it's the same company who offered
Sony
me the tickets.
Or
so they're never going to offer me anything again.
What are you doing, man?
Listen, let me tell you, right? Yeah. It was a hassle. So I said no. First I said yes, and then I said actually no. Okay?
What was it? A free car.
Yeah. They were offering me a car for the weekend to drive. A brand new electric automatic car to drive around in.
Something.
I'll tell you why. Okay?
All right.
Great offer. I was like, brilliant. I was like, yeah.
Is it money?
What?
Do they offer you money as well to do this?
No.
Okay.
But I would have to post something about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
This, which is fine.
I guess you don't want to be driving on your weekend, do you? You're enough driving during the week.
No, that's it. Well, here's I
it was a Heineken?
No. Think Media or something?
I shouldn't have heard of them. They'll never last.
But they said, hey, great news. We have this new electric car, BYD, whatever those cars are.
Never heard of them.
Me neither.
Never last.
But here was the gist of it, was on Thursday, tomorrow, or today, they said, I was thinking, oh, could I get it? And I could drop Terry home.
Yeah.
But
when did you turn them down? Today?
No, on Monday.
All right.
So they said, okay, the thing is, I can't leave my car there to pick up this one.
What? Right?
So I would have to get to Walkinstown. It's like, here it is. Drop it back when you're done and post about it. You know,
just to cram it in the envelope.
Yeah. Grease, crumple, cram. It'll be fine. So, yeah, I was kind of like, well, that's a bit of awkward to get to. Like, I would have to get a taxi there and a taxi back. Probably would have to fill it because I don't think they know I live in Arklow. So I would have to do a lot of driving. Also, I wouldn't have wanted to have Myla in it because she pukes very quickly in the car.
You should have gone back to them like, destroy. Yeah. Here you go.
So, like, I was tempted. I was like, it'd be nice to drive it. But I was like, it's really, there's, like, look, I'm not saying they had to do this. But if they'd have said, look, either we'll drop it up to you.
Yeah.
Where do you work? And we'll pick it up at this time. Or we have a spot for your car or something like that. So I could just drive up, you know, and make it a bit easier.
Also, here's 300 quid.
Yeah, hey, sweeten the deal.
Yeah.
Cover
your expenses.
So I was kind of glad I said no. I tell you what, I was glad I said no because then after I had emailed back, I said, actually, look, I just don't know if I can make it work. There's a few, it's a bit hard for me to get to, but really appreciate the offer. And I said, and thanks for trying to facilitate me, because at first they wanted me to pick it up at 9 a.m. and I was like, I can't, but could you do 5?
Yeah.
And they said, yeah, 5 should be fine. But then I was like, you know what, actually,
forget it.
And then didn't hear back from them after that. So I was like, you know what, I'm glad I said no now. But I was just thinking of, like, like when I get to the pod and I tell Terry, it's like, you turned down another offer. But I think I was quite...
That's a better, like, that's not...
Excuse, right?
You turned down tickets to The Killers.
Fair enough.
Like,
yeah.
You're an idiot.
No.
Yeah.
No. No, I'm not an idiot, Terry. No, I'm not an idiot, actually.
you're an idiot.
You're an idiot, funny thing. Because I wouldn't...
tickets are very hard to get, man.
I mean...
And they're expensive.
That's great. You know what? To be fair, I didn't consider that I could just... Well, I don't know if I could have given them. But, like, you know, otherwise they would have just put on their socials, hey, we have 2 tickets, whoever wants them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I couldn't have given them away. Maybe I could have.
You could have.
I probably
could have. Well, yeah, they're going to change. Hey, you never posted. Sorry. I was there, though.
Yeah.
Okay, we believe you. Prove that I wasn't, like...
Because in my head, I was like, do you want these tickets? I was like, nah. Like, I like.
I need to get you out of that mindset.
I'm a big fan of I'm a big fan of Hot Fuss.
I got some other. The second album was good too. The
second album was pretty good, but like,
I mean, Hot Fuss is a cornerstone. Me and Fiona were talking about this in the car the other day.
But I saw them in the Hot Fuss era. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Back when people didn't annoy me as much.
Yeah.
You know, and I just feel like I'd have got there, and as soon as they played a song that I didn't know, I'd be like, I want to get out of here. You know.
Well, think about other people. When you get off of free stuff, there's me, there's your sister.
You're a beneficiary. You're a beneficiary of my free stuff.
Absolutely.
I accepted the tickets because you made me.
Kerry's got me boxed in here. I have to go see Bad Boys 4.
Cinema tickets, no problem.
What a time we had.
It was great.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely, like, I signed off, but I was like, please don't let this put you off offering me more great free stuff. Like, didn't reply.
Some guy, yeah, well, I wouldn't.
No, surely you'd be like, no problem, thanks for letting me know. Or, you know, I was very polite, and I was just like, you know what, I'm looking at it, it doesn't quite work, but thanks.
Yeah, you did all right.
That's a sour taste in my mouth, to be honest.
When did they not reply? Monday?
Yeah.
Well, they're not going to reply.
No, it's Wednesday now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Some snot-nosed intern is like, fuck Andy Cantwell.
And then I would have to do a post about it. Is this funny? Is this a funny post? Is this good enough? You know,
it's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then I've got to go back to my shit heap afterwards. No, thank you. anyway, sorry. What's been going on with you, Terry? More importantly.
A few things, but I want to talk to one of our listeners. Nisha.
Putting someone on blast? Who?
Nisha.
Okay.
Who responded when we were talking about Ryan Gosling being Paul Newman.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed you went back to him and agreed with him.
Of course, he was agreeing with me.
Yeah.
Of course I agree. By the way, can I just say, before you even continue, because you deliver these things with such authority that I think, no, I'm in the wrong here. 9 out of 10 responses that we get, either through Patreon or Instagram, is like, Andy's dead on. Someone else, Thomas Sutton on the Patreon, said Andy's dead right with his, on the Patreon top 5 comebacks that I gave Triple H number 1. He said he's dead right. And I said, yes, Thomas. All right?
Okay, great. Like,
so I'm just saying.
But he's agreeing with you.
Yeah,
he's
not agree with me.
He's not disagreeing with me.
No.
You raised that point and he said, I like what Andy had to say there. It's not like I raised the point and then you were wrong and then he's like, no, Andy's right.
We ran into another patron. Me and you. We ran into a patron at Tony's show, Aaron.
Yeah.
Who specifically said, granted he was very drunk at the time, but he said...
It was like 2 years ago.
Doesn't matter.
It was like 2 years
ago. He said,
ago.
Andy, you say what other people don't have the balls to say. you're up front shaking your head like, son of a bitch.
Purely for comedic effect.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I should say that, yeah. For the optics.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying. Anyway, sorry. Go on ahead. I cut you off.
So he thinks John Hamm is the modern day Paul Newman. Well, I agree with him to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
For the vibe. You're not taking into the whole big picture. Paul Newman was a movie star.
Yeah.
John Hamm is a prestige TV star.
But is that the modern equivalent, though? You know what I mean?
No. What?
Like, those specials, like Mad Men or whatever, is like...
He's like, what? Finish that sentence.
Oh, you're coming at me hard here. I mean, TV now is
not
like,
the new movies, I'll tell you that for one. It's not. TV.
I forgot I'm talking to a fucking... I was like, what's his problem? I forgot I'm talking to a movie buff.
I take this very seriously because I watch a lot of TV.
I think...
Who else do you know that would watch a TV show about Colin Farrell being a big blue alien that you never get to see? Huh?
But you know what I mean? Like Breaking Bad.
8 episodes of
Sopranos.
Yeah.
You know, like... modern day,
mm-hmm.
I feel like they're
those
more
shows
watchable.
Are 20 years old, but yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like,
you know? Anyway, sorry. So what? You say John Hamm, no.
No, because he doesn't... It's not the whole criteria, not the whole piece. You know, he's never been nominated for an Oscar. He's never opened a movie by himself.
Yeah, I think you're getting a bit too literal. You know, it's got to be aura. You know what I mean?
Aura-wise... Maybe.
You know, he's got gravitas.
I'm a big John Hamm fan, you know? Like,
you're a Hamsman,
yeah,
for sure.
I love a ham sandwich.
Who does?
Two M's. It has to be two M's. But I have to push back a little bit.
All right, go.
You know what? I'm not putting anybody on blast.
Sounds like you're.
No, just saying. Give me another alternative. How about that?
I'll give you another alternative right now.
Go on.
a new... Let me have a think, though. Let's just have some dead air while I think right, so he's got to be 50 to 60, probably, right?
No, because Paul Newman wasn't always 50 to 60. Like, Paul Newman was cool when he was Cool Hand Luke.
Who's been cool? Who's an actor? You know, you're an encyclopedia. Who... Oh, I don't have the books on the shelf.
What?
Who's a
cool actor?
Yeah, who's been cool from start to finish?
We've kind of named them. Pitt, Clooney.
Cruise. Clooney, I think, is quite Paul Newman-y.
Yeah, I mean, he is, but...
Yeah, actually.
I'm talking about, like, for now.
He's alive.
He is alive, I will give you that. Like,
you know?
Like, again, Clooney was the Paul Newman of the 90s. Sure. Who's the Paul Newman of the now?
Yeah, but what criteria are you judging it on now?
Looks.
Clooney was. Looks. You said he can be any age.
Looks. Movie star. Oscars.
Clooney.
Yeah, in the 90s.
He's alive now, though,
yeah,
as well.
I know he's alive now, but like, I'm asking.
Newman went from young to old.
Yeah, for the modern day Paul Newman.
Okay, but, okay.
Like, Clooney in the 90s. If we were having this conversation 30 years ago, then yeah, I'd be like, Clooney.
But we were just saying Paul Newman was cool. Even
up until the end, I know.
So Clooney is the same. He's still cool.
Cool, right. But I'm looking for somebody of the age of that
of
is
now.
Yeah, that is like, here's their, they're in their peak.
Someone in their peak
now.
Okay.
Well, maybe I wasn't clear.
You didn't say that.
I wasn't clear. I tell you who will be in the future.
That your man, your boy.
Butler, Elvis,
Austin
Butler.
I thought you were talking about your man, Glenn Smith.
why can't I remember Glenn Powell?
Yeah,
Glenn Howerton. No, not him.
Ass eyes.
Well, he'd be close to it, although he's pushing 40. Yeah, I mean, if he got his career started like eight years earlier, like his, you know, big movie career.
Yeah.
He was in a lot of movies about 8 years ago, I'd say, but he was not the leading man in those movies. Like, if he'd got... I think he's almost 40.
Who is the modern day equivalent of James Dean?
Gosling?
Yeah,
like,
probably.
A lot of his movies that he is very stoic. Like, I'm sure he modeled himself.
Oh, is he?
He's modeled himself. His early career is modeled after James Dean. So much so that, like, I actually
bought
La La Land on Blu-ray.
Oh yeah,
yeah, and
recently,
literally last week, five euro.
Mad, okay. Mad.
Why?
That in 2024,
I'm buying Blu-rays.
You're buying La La Land on Blu-ray.
€5. You can't go wrong with that.
You can go wrong.
What would you spend €5 on?
Can of Monster. Give me more juice.
A can of Monster is €5.
Oh, that'll change. You know, minus 15 like, cents. You know,
so have a euro change.
I'm making money on this deal.
Well, you don't return those cans.
I do now.
Now give them to me.
No chance. Yeah, they're mine.
That's
now.
My money.
You've turned me onto it now.
You turned me onto this scam.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be charging us the 15 cents.
Here's the thing. And the suckers don't even know I'm putting them through, and they just give me the receipt.
They're worthless.
It's great. Yeah. You know what? I love doing it as well.
I hate doing it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why? All dirty.
Sticky.
Yeah.
You know, all that shit. Like,
keep our cans clean and fresh.
How do you keep... You wash them after you finish with them? Like,
no, but we...
There's some syrup that's going to be in there.
There's no syrup left on our Monster cans, I tell you that. We drink it down to the last.
Yeah, but like, unless you're getting the straw, I'm like...
And we don't crush them because it doesn't accept the crushed cans.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
So we have
a
little bag.
A bag. I keep them in a bag too.
Yeah,
I wanted to have a box.
Box is nicer.
Taking up too much room.
Yeah.
My wife didn't care for a bunch
bag
of cans.
Bag is a bit too trashy, you know.
Yeah, it
mean?
Is a bag of
my
trash.
My precious antique cans.
My cans. My antique cans.
Oh, very good.
Hey.
Well, yeah?
I've been watching some stuff.
Go on.
Surprise, surprise.
Up here, yeah. Go on.
One of the best shows on TV is back.
Barry?
Barry's finished, man.
Oh,
four seasons.
Done already?
Did four seasons.
Oh.
Yeah. Four.
I never got
great
into it.
I mean, it's there.
Apple TV.
All it takes is one subscription to Now TV. It's all there. Sky Atlantic at the touch of a fingertip.
What are you watching?
I'm talking about The Bear.
Never heard of it.
Have you never heard? It's like the fucking biggest show on TV.
Never heard. It's
right
of
there
it.
On Disney.
Is it?
Yeah. You never heard
who's
of
in
it? Who's in it? I'll tell you who's in it.
Okay.
Oliver Platt.
Never heard of him.
You never heard of Oliver Platt?
No, never.
Get your phone out there. Google him. You know who
it's
he is.
It's so not going to be worth it.
Yeah, it is. You're going to be like, that guy? Oh, of course.
Oliver Platt. Okay. Hold on, folks. You probably already know who he is. Ollie.
God, that's good. Ass thumbs over there.
Oliver Platt. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I do like him.
He is a minor character and you would not know anybody else.
Minor character.
He plays Carmi, the main character's uncle.
Okay.
It's about a guy who's like a really decorated chef, like worked in Michelin star restaurants. He comes back to Chicago to run his late brother's sandwich shop.
Okay.
So it's Chicago beef.
Chicago, yeah.
Yeah. So, and it's just brilliant. It is all about how fucked up the shop is. Like
sandwich industry.
No, the sandwich industry.
Yeah,
big
know.
Sandwich are trying to keep this little establishment down.
Yeah, something like that.
Hey, Hoagies are us.
So the bear make, when does the bear come in?
The bear
makes the sandwiches. No, honey. He's attracted by the honey in the sandwiches.
So
bear hungry, something like that.
So Carmine, his nickname is... is Bear.
Yeah.
And the show is called The Bear because Carmine is the main character.
Okay. Gotcha.
And what happens is the restaurant is called The Beef.
Classic.
And then by the end, they change it into The Bear is going to be the restaurant.
Okay.
It's the end of the first season. This is season 3. That's back. It's 30-minute drama. It was right up your alley. That's funny, actually. The weird thing is it won a bunch of Emmys.
Enemies.
Yeah, won a bunch of enemies over with how good it is.
Nice.
But it won a bunch of Emmys for comedy. And people are like, this isn't a comedy. It's too, like,
serious.
Stressful. Like,
right.
But there's a lot of humor in there.
Like Sopranos, in a way.
Yeah, Sopranos.
Okay.
But I'd highly recommend
it. What's it on? Disney?
Disney. 30-minute. 30-minute drama. And they do... Excuse me. They do one episode in season 2. It's called Fishes. And it's all about Christmas dinner. Where, because they're Italian, they do the Feast of the Seven Fishes in the house. So, it's Christmas time. And I was watching it, I think just after Christmas last year or around. And I was like, oh man, why do I feel so uncomfortable? It's like, oh yeah, it's like my family at Christmas. Like, everybody is like going mental, drinking, and like,
you know,
rows and stuff like that. Like, it's like a million times worse than the show.
Of course.
Like, but some of the guest actors they were able to get, because season 1 was such a success, they were able to get like Jamie Lee Curtis, who just won an Oscar at that time. Bob Odenkirk pops up. John Mulaney. Like,
oh, nice.
Fucking
okay.
Good show. Highly recommend.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned just your family at Christmas, because I was like, I think I don't like Christmas. Is that real?
I think it
you couldn't say that 10 years ago.
I mean,
but
you
I feel
now
that the world's in this shit. Yeah, like
it's too expensive.
It's
like we're not doing Christmas dinner this year. We have decided.
Great.
After spending, went to Dunn's.
Yeah.
To do the Christmas shop.
Yeah.
Guess how much we spent?
It's got to be over 2.
Yeah. It was over 200. Way over 200.
Like hitting 3?
Over 3.
350?
Over 3.
4?
Over 4.
No. 450?
I was sick. I tell you, I was sick how much I spent.
And, did you have people over? This is just for you guys?
It was for us, and then we had people coming to visit around the time as well. So, but it was on food, drink, everything.
The drink, yeah.
The drink, but like, you know.
Fuck,
you probably like 100 of that. But we're never doing this again. Never, ever, 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 ever doing this again. And I was like, I'm making steaks.
Right.
Christmas Day, I'm making steaks.
Yeah.
For everyone.
Get in.
Dad is making steaks.
Yes.
Hey, you're sitting down, feet up, watch whatever Julia Donaldson cartoon movie is on BBC this Christmas.
Do they have Julia Donaldson stuff on BBC?
Oh yeah, every Christmas.
Ooh.
Last year was Tabby McTatt.
Never heard of it. But
what Julie Donaldson books do you have in your house? Let me guess. Your basic Gruffalo, right?
I did have Gruffalo, but I have others.
Snailwell?
Excuse you. No.
Stickman?
Yes.
Yeah.
The DVD.
Oh, yeah. It's all on Prime, by the way. Well, a lot of these are on Prime. Zog? You got Zog?
No, I don't have Zog. There's Zog. Other ones, though.
Ugly
what,
Five?
What the Ladybird Heard? Is that Julie Donaldson?
Yeah, but it's not with Axel Scheffler. You want the combo of Julie Donaldson.
I tell you, the combo that you really want these days is... What's
Rachel Bright?
Yeah. And Jim something?
Yeah. What have you got?
All of them. Except
you don't have all of them because you're in my house and you're like, wait, what are these books?
This is Way of the Wolf or something.
Way Home for Wolf. I've got that.
Squirrels Who Squabbled.
Got that.
Classic. Yeah. The Lion.
Kevin the Koala.
Yeah.
Lion,
love that one.
Lion Inside.
Bit too preachy, that one.
Lion Inside?
Yeah, a bit too much. Like just tell an interesting story. Like you don't have to lay it on so thick, you know.
Well, you know.
Don't be a mouse.
If you learned how to roar, Andy.
Please, I've been roaring at my kids since they were born, Terry.
Okay. what have you? So you don't have The Whale Who Wanted More?
No.
The Gecko with the Echo?
No.
Well, there you go. You don't have all of them, do you?
Johnny
There's a Red
up,
Panda one coming out.
Too fast.
A Red Panda one coming out that I got my eyes on.
I feel like I liked them more than the kids, though.
I brought them with a thing, World Book Day.
Oh, yeah.
And it coincided. Oh, World Book Week, maybe. But I was like on my Thursday at home, and they were asking parents to come and read books with their in the kids' school.
Yeah,
so I went and did that. I brought those books.
Nice.
Yeah. And the kids were like, oh my God, look at these books.
Classic. Yeah. That's my dad. That's my dad right there.
That's my kid.
Hey, can I ask you, did you see, I know we don't get political on the show, but did you see the...
Debate?
Yeah. I mean...
A couple of gas bags.
Oh my God. For two totally different reasons, it's like that Bo Burnham song. How is the best case scenario, Joe Biden?
They're really going to make me vote. I still think... I think they'd be crazy to change now.
Obviously, yeah.
There's more debates coming, first of all.
I would never vote for Trump. But Biden is just a wow. Like, wow.
Did you see him the next day, though?
Yeah, he had his fucking shot of whatever the fuck. You know, and you've seen him. How many clips? I haven't seen a clip today where he's shaking some guy's hand and he starts like rubbing his arm. See that? And I'm like, what are you doing, Joe?
Well, there was a guy on who basically has predicted every presidential election correctly.
Yeah.
And he was like, we have 11 keystones. And like, if you have seven of them,
like Thanos?
No, not Infinity Stones.
Oh, okay. Biden's got the Infinity Stones?
Oh, no!
He's going to drop one or something.
Who let him get the glove?
He'd be like, he'll have each one in, and then he'll just have one more to put in, and he'd be like... He'll just look off into the distance. Now, Joe, now, Trump's gaining.
Well, no. I think it's kind of sad, to be honest, because...
It is sad.
Like, when Trump, when he called Biden a Palestinian...
And did he?
Yeah, he called him a Palestinian.
Right.
And they're like, fuck off.
What even is that?
He's not a strong person. He's like a weak Palestinian right now.
Wow.
It's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah. But I find like Trump impressions though, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that was...
But it was good.
Subtle, right?
Yeah? Yeah, that was good.
You haven't heard Trump impression in a while, have you?
Wasn't too much, yeah. They're going to be back. That's the worst thing about it. It's weird though how we can say everything wrong. You know what I mean?
You can just say he's Teflon, the worst thing
is he a paedophile as well? Didn't that come out this week?
I don't know about that.
Him and some...
Epstein.
Some girl and...
Big pals with Epstein. I mean, we all knew that, but then they were like...
But how often... He's been
He's a convicted... He's a convicted felon, but I don't know if you saw that thing...
Recently.
Three weeks ago.
And now there's things about him being a pedo, and all this, you know what will happen? Fuck off.
Well, I don't know if you saw that, Andy, that the Supreme Court voted 6-3 that the president cannot be held accountable for any crimes he committed while in office. As part of his duty.
On what grounds?
This is the thing. And it's like, wait a minute, so he's just like a king now, the president? They're like, if Trump gets in, it's the end of American democracy as they know. So that's what everybody's like, please vote Democrat.
Do you remember how relieved everyone was when he wasn't in anymore?
Here's what they need to do. And
get someone under 75?
Just kill Trump.
Yeah, that's just true. Like,
what a great president.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter anyway, really, does it?
Your man said, like, anyway, he was basically saying they have, like, Biden, he's like, the Democrats would be crazy to change Biden. They have, of these 11, he's like, he ticks 7 of the boxes.
Yeah.
And it's like, even if, you know, he's like, debate means nothing. He's like, Hillary Clinton won every debate. Obama got smoked in like 2 debates.
Yeah.
Like, they don't mean anything.
They really don't. People are just going to vote for who they identify as. You know, like America's all like, I'm either on this side or on that side, you know.
Yeah.
It's all like, it's not like, and oh, I agree with him, but I agree with him a little bit on this. It's like, no, he's my guy.
To make the point that just because Biden is president does not mean, like, he'll have a staff. He'll have, you know,
people propping him up. Yeah. Weekend at Bernie's style.
Absolutely.
Hey, Mr. President. Morning. Like someone just holding
also,
his arm.
Yeah. If you vote in Democrat and then Biden gets ill and dies.
Yeah, then at least some other
Kamala or whoever. Like,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
So as opposed to Trump, who's just like,
yeah.
It's the end. It's the, like, probably won't affect us.
It's like, you know. Now, we can use this as a segue or not. But it's like a late 80s, early 90s action where it's like, here is a one-dimensional bad guy who has no... So you won't feel anything when he gets his comeuppance.
You'll feel everything. You'll be like, yeah!
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, I've never seen someone in real life to be so like that. Like, well, at least he does this for this crowd.
He has no redeeming...
No redeeming features at all.
He's just a fat sack of shit, like, as well. Like,
And the mask...
He's like 78, like...
Is he?
He's 78, and Biden is 81. And they're like, old man Biden. It's like, he's 3 years younger, like, that's it.
It's mad, though. He's about 20 years older, though, in terms of... Like his brain
Biden.
Capacity. I mean,
but Trump is the same. Trump is like off on these. You see him making these speeches. I'm like, what is he talking about? Like, you know, the two of them. Like,
God, we don't live there.
Yeah, I'm like, surely there's a candidate who's like in his 50s.
Is there? Wasn't
the
there
governor
an election?
Of California?
What?
There's a like governor of California. They're like, if Biden is going to be replaced, he could be the guy. He's kind of young and like.
All right.
You're like, this guy could actually be the next president. If they were like, if the Democratic Party had any sort of sense to be like, let's maybe groom this guy to be the new
groom.
Yeah.
Well, like, what is there's an election here, a few
local
weeks ago.
Local elections and European elections.
So
it's not general. It's not like in UK. The general elections are going on now.
Yeah, yeah.
And like your man Rishi Sunak.
My God, he.
Bye-bye.
He is like, how would I even describe him? He's like
a jerk.
He's like AI or something. You know what I mean? I've never seen someone where I'm like, I don't buy
not real
1% of this person's like. Public, like, you guys see the game last night? Like,
great game.
Shut up.
Of soccer ball. Like,
yeah.
You know, there was a picture of him in McDonald's, and it was like, somebody, the captain's like, one McDonald's, please. Or it's like, it's like Mr. Burns without Smithers.
Yeah, grocery store, please. that's what he is.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all out of shite, isn't it?
It is. World's on fire.
Yeah.
How about yours?
Big time.
One last thing.
Go on.
Watching some horror movies last couple
of
weeks.
Go on.
Yeah, you know, if you're interested, you can follow me over on Letterboxd under The Boy Toner.
Your one-line synopsis of movies is so... I never know what's coming.
Hey.
I never know. I'll give you that. Never know what's coming.
What was
coming.
The last one you read?
I can't remember. Yeah. But I'm just like, I'd be looking at it and I laugh all the time because I'm like...
All you have to do is press the like button.
I keep forgetting you can like button. I didn't know that mattered. Okay.
It matters to me.
I'll like yours if you like every single one of my sketches that I ever make.
I do, and I quote them.
You do not like.
Well,
all of them.
Excuse you.
You do not like all of them. You didn't like the last one.
What was the last one?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Office. You know.
Yeah, I felt attacked.
Go on.
Felt attacked, to be honest. a little bit attacked.
So you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
I've been scratching yours for years. Let me tell you right
now. Hey, I gave you a retweet the other day.
Yeah. Late to the party, huh? It was like, hey, they were like the 50th one to do it.
Responsible.
Man.
I was personally responsible for about 30 of those likes you got as well.
I tell you, open the door for me.
Yeah, you're a buddy. You're a buddy.
Peter. Peter McGann, if you're listening, Pete.
He isn't. Yeah. He hates us.
Us is a pretty strong
sorry,
word.
He hates me.
There you go.
No, why am I saying this publicly? He doesn't. I'm only joking. What were you watching, T?
I watched Smile.
Oh, is that any good?
It's pretty good. Except for the end of the movie. But it's very unnerving.
It looks interesting.
It's very unnerving. It's like, you know, the whole thing is people kill themselves in front of you. But they do it with like a really unnerving smile on their
face.
Yeah,
I've seen the trailer.
And then if that happens, so if I was to kill myself while doing the smile and you saw it, then it's like the curse is passed on to you. And it's like... You're like losing your mind. People think, geez, your life, what's up with Andy or whatever like that. There's a lot of that in it. And then eventually it's kind of like, if the curse wins, you kill yourself. You know, but the whole thing is, if you can kill yourself without another person present, then the curse has nowhere to go.
Right. So, can't you just do that?
Like, yeah, I mean, would
but
you
like,
want
do you
to do
want
that?
To kill other people when you have this curse?
You know, you're kind of gone. By the time you start smiling, Andy's no longer here.
Right.
The curse monster has taken over.
So the curse monster wants to pass it on to him.
Yeah, he wants to get a new host.
Right.
You know, it's
okay.
Like a, yeah.
Interesting.
It's very interesting, and there's some good stuff in it. They're making it. There's a new one coming out, I think, at the end of the year. I'd be interested in going to see it. I'd recommend it. I'd recommend it though.
It looked interesting. What's that? That's on
Now TV. Sky. Sky Movies. You got the movie pass like me.
So can't I just watch Andy's Sky? Do you have movies on his?
He
Sky
does not. Go? He's sports only. Unfortunately for you.
God, what a saint! Yeah. By the way, like.
I mean, he's listening to us at like 5x speed, so we won't even be able to pick up.
Won't
what
even
you're
able
saying.
To pick up what we're saying. Yeah. Can you believe that? Like, I've started to watch some things on a higher speed, most specifically the movies that you make me watch. I will say 1.25 is 1.25, you can't tell.
So why do it?
Gets done quicker.
How much quicker?
Well, 5 out of every 4 minutes instead of 5, right? Does that work out?
I don't know. I'm not doing math here.
Two speed. Like, you get the general gist of it.
You're 1.5. A disgrace. You're a disgrace.
Do you know what? When I'm watching these movies, I'm like, it's not like, I'm like.
Like, you're like, how lucky am I to have a friend that picks all these great movies for us
sure,
to watch?
Sure. But I'm also thinking, like, I'll watch a bit of it one night. I'm like, great, got a good 40 minutes done. Like, chalked off. Like, right, I've only got this much left. Like, oh, I got another 20. Good. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm eating it like I'm eating a big fucking
pile of pie. Delicious pie. Yeah.
Yeah. Where a pie that I don't like the taste of.
All pie is good pie, Andy. As my friend Glenn Powell would say in the acclaimed movie Hitman. Right.
Did
there
you
on
say
Netflix.
That word, all pie is good pie?
All pie is good pie. That's the catchphrase. I also watched Late Night with the Devil, just to wrap
oh,
it
yeah,
up.
Oh, yeah. I want to see that.
It's good.
Yeah.
I liked it. Suitably unnerving.
That I want to see, yeah. That's like, what I want to watch.
It's kind of like that Dr. Sleep stuff we were talking about last week, where
ooh.
It's not like a huge amount of jump scares. It's like stuff that happens and then you're like, okay, that seemed to go the way it was supposed to go. And then maybe after a beat, something else had happened. You're like, well, that's kind of fucked up.
Ooh,
and then, but it's like live television, you know
ooh,
what I mean?
Like
really enjoyed the how it actually ended. I thought it was pretty cool.
It's quite rare that they can stick the landing these days on a good horror, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so I mean,
if they can do that.
There was a bit of critiquing and I didn't like it, but I did a bit of reading on it. They use AI for some artwork in it.
Okay.
Like cue cards, like, you know, in between ad breaks on the show, and it's like the images are AI generated and they look crap. And I'm like,
but what's the?
Everybody was like, "What?
Like, does it add?
Not really.
Is it like part of the plot? Like, these pictures mean something, or it's just
no?
Like
it's
a
like it's
background.
Like because the whole thing it's like on Halloween night, 1977, I think it is. Your man is doing the show, But they're like skeletons, you know, like, be right back. And it's like three skeletons. Oh, they're right. AI generated. And it like...
I mean, it's kind of pointless.
Yeah, it is pointless. And like, it was done way before all the legislation, came in and stuff like that.
That's
but I was like, just hire somebody to paint the pictures. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't hold it against the movie. A lot of people were like, this sucks. And I'm like, yeah, it does suck. But like, it's a fucking micro-budget movie as well. Yeah. Like, and like, that's free...
Yeah, it's just kind of pointless. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't mind that as much if it's not like, it's not integral to the plot. It's
AI. Apparently, everybody's been like Avatar 2 was using AI to do stuff. Like James Cameron.
Terry, let me tell you something.
Shut up about your AI. Like, don't you be bringing kind of the merits of AI.
Unbelievable.
Here.
Yeah. You are going to be left behind, Terry.
I'll happily be left behind.
Screaming at our robot overlords. While I'm
sitting on its shoulder.
While I'm in its little chest area.
All right, Krang.
Yeah. And I'm like, there he is.
You'll never take me alive.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing I will say about ChatGPT and the likes, right? Because you're very, very, surprisingly, what's the word? Staunch? Is that the word? I'll wait till he finishes.
Yeah.
Surprisingly staunch in your... anti-AI-ness.
Mm-hmm. I hate it.
But I feel like you...
Because it's ass.
It's not ass.
It is
it's
ass.
It's actually very good. And I think... Do you know what? Now, this is for
what
better...
What makes it good?
Okay. AI assistants are great. Okay? So, for example...
Siri?
It's like Siri, but it's just better. You know what I mean?
Don't fuck with that bitch.
AI is great for like giving you, okay, so it's like, I want to do something. I want to write something or whatever. Give me the framework for what I need to do. You know what I mean? And then I'll change out what you said and put in my stuff. You know what I mean? But I don't have to think about the framework. Or for example, I work here. I'm doing a lot of website work here. And I'm like, I want to get this to do that. What code do I need to put in to do that? Like, blah, blah, blah. Copy code, put it into the website. Great, it works. Or I'll say, no, that doesn't work because I use this, so how can I change that? No problem. Blah, 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 blah. You know.
Fine. I will concede that is okay.
But these are... But
it's not... No, like...
I think you say, give me the answer in the style of Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Listen up, jabroni. Hashtag...
This is where... This is where I'm like, oh...
So you're thinking of AI as in like it's AI or humans. You know what I mean? It's AI are writing movies or they're not. You know what I mean? I think you're stuck in AI in movies.
I'm stuck in AI in creative arts.
Yeah. And I agree with that.
It looks like ass. It sounds like ass.
I just wonder when. Because it's moving at such a rapid pace that you won't be able to ignore it for much longer. I'd say within a year. You'd be like, you know what?
I tell you what else.
Yeah.
It's destroying the planet.
AI?
Yeah.
How so?
The sheer amount of electricity and power that it causes to run these fucking farms or whatever, you know, these server farms.
Oh, yeah.
Is like causing blackouts in America.
Is that just for AI alone?
Yeah. Yeah. It is.
I'm just saying.
It's like 1,000% up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, you know.
Ask AI to come up with a solution for it.
Yeah. Stop global warming. Okay. No. Wait, what?
I'm afraid I can't let you do that,
exactly.
Terry.
We've all seen it.
Do you know what I reckon it'll be? You know what? This is the scary thing about it, right? Is that I was talking to someone who was in here. He's a lecturer in a college. And like he's... He uses ChatGPT, you know, everyone does, but
not everyone.
Nearly everybody does.
Not everyone.
And he was saying because like it's going to change the way schools are, because it won't be like how to get the answer. Now this is the part that I don't actually like, but it's not going to be how do I get the answer, because we'll just have the answer. You know what I mean? To certain things, it'll be who gets the best out of their AI, who asks the best questions. Like, you know what I mean? Now I agree that part does like make me go, what will that world even look like? But you know what I mean?
Going off the grid.
And I think, yeah. Live in the woods.
Yeah. Five years from now, I will have a detached house. I've sold my place. mm-hmm. my own generator.
Are your family going to be with you? Or?
Yeah. Okay. We're all going together.
AI Terry could look after your family, you know?
No, he couldn't.
That one could.
Regular Terry is barely doing that. We're going to live in the woods, and we're going to have a closed circuit power grid, and you're not allowed in unless you know the code.
Me specifically?
Anybody, unless you know the code.
I know what the code will be.
What?
222.
Close. And I'm going to have all my Blu-rays. I've got 5 years to stock up on End of the World Blu-rays. And live off the land.
I do like the fact that you have physical media.
Yeah, of course,
right?
Man.
I like that.
Yeah.
But
it's what makes me great. I tell you what I don't... I tell you one of the first bits of physical media I ever bought.
Yeah?
Was the original Die Hard. We're not here to talk about that today. We're here to talk about its sequel, Die Hard 2.
Emergencies. We are in a code yellow.
Instrument landing system is down.
Backup systems won't come up.
Every system's dead.
These guys shut us down.
Attention all controllers. We have a code red alert. We just bought maybe 2 hours. After that, those planes low on fuel aren't going to be circling. They're going to be dropping on the White House lawn.
I want every officer recalled and assembled in body armor with full weaponry in the motor pool in 5 minutes. It's time to kick it.
Allen's SWAT team's gone.
Well, maybe they're just a little bit more creative than you think.
Start looking for a new miracle.
Who the hell is this?
We don't need a loose cannon on this deck.
You get the hell out of my office before I throw you out of my damn airport.
You're the wrong guy in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Story of my life.
They say lightning doesn't strike twice.
That's how I spent Christmas last year.
They were wrong.
McLean, is this what you were expecting?
Nah, this is just the beginning.
Bruce Willis, Die Hard 2, Die Harder.
That was a trailer for 1990's Die Hard 2, directed by Rennie Harlan, starring Bruce Willis.
Whoops. Whoa!
No! Oh. What are you doing?
Oh, no.
Oh, look, it was only water.
Jesus Christ.
It was starring Bruce Willis. Can't guess the budget of this movie.
I will say $15 million. Lower? Higher?
$70 million.
In 1990?
Yeah.
Do you know what, though? I appreciated that there was a lot of... Everything was real planes, real explosions.
A lot of real planes in this.
Yeah.
Like, at the end, there's like 4 planes in a row coming into touchdown. You're like, how did they do that? Like,
yeah. Good. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it is good.
Money well spent.
Opening weekend?
$45 million.
$21 million.
Mm-hmm.
Domestic total.
$78 million.
$117 million.
Damn it.
Worldwide total.
$210 million.
$240 million.
Ah.
For a comparison, just to give you the clue, and I think because Die Hard 1 is such a successful movie.
Yes.
This is why Die Hard 2 was such a financially successful movie. Die Hard's domestic total was 85 and its worldwide was 143.
Oh, wow.
So, you know.
So this did better.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because Die Hard is 88. This is 1990. Die Hard probably was out VHS and cable, you know. Like
it was already quite a cult following
really
at that point.
It was like stamped like.
Yeah, yeah.
How fucking good it was. Care to take a stab at the Rotten Tomatoes?
Critics. 76.
69.
Damn it.
And audience?
77.
70.
Ugh.
Goose egg.
Fuck.
So, Die Hard 2 was pretty much fast-tracked. After, you know, the success of Die Hard 1.
Yeah, it was quick, actually, 2 years.
Yeah, the reason why is it was a new president of Fox came in. He was like, so Die Hard, why aren't we doing more Die Hard?
Yeah.
And Joel Silver, who is the producer, was like, okay, you know, great. Yeah. You know, he is notorious for being an asshole producer, one of those like 80s coked up maniacs.
Oh, really?
Silver? Yeah. So much so, actually, because the reason why the budget went up to 70 was he was like overspending, apparently. And by the end, he was relieved of duties. Like, so basically, like, you're not allowed to spend any more money. Like, okay. He's an executive producer. It's like, right. You're not allowed to spend any more money on this, Joel. Just sit over there. Like,
and what's he done? What's he ever done?
Joel Silver?
Yeah. What hasn't he done?
Did Lethal Weapon as well. Like, right. Did...
Is he an arsehole as well?
Yeah. Right, like, right. He's apparently notorious for, like, just screaming at people in offices.
Right,
you know,
right,
one
right.
of those, like...
The classic, if you were to put a Hollywood exec...
Yeah.
Like, whatever, like... That's him.
He was portrayed in a movie that we may or may cover on the podcast one day. Did you ever see True Romance?
No, I haven't. I want to.
There is an executive in that where he's like, there's literally like a mountain of cocaine on his coffee table. And he's like,
yeah.
I love you, I'll fucking kill you. You know,
that's
like,
basically
yeah,
him.
Like, he was like, yeah, ready to go, great. They picked up this script from a guy called...
Yeah?
Where is it? Where are my notes? I hate having a fucked up hand because I'm relying on pages that I have open. Oh.
Thought he knew this off the top of the dome.
Yeah, please. I do a lot of investigating. Anyway, there's a new script written by a hot young writer that I can't... Here we go.
Hey, will you be glad? Will you be glad?
Doug Richardson. Okay. And basically, he wrote the script, like a lot of Die Hard movies, bar the first one, he wrote the script to be a completely different movie. And
right.
Joel Silver was like, hey, I read your script. I liked it. What if we made it a Die Hard movie? We call it Die Hard 2. And he was like, okay. And then like 6 months later, he was canned. And Stephen E. D'Souza, who wrote the original Die Hard, came in and kind of...
Die Harded it
a little bit. Like right. Bruce Willis... That was the hard part to get him back.
Really?
Can you guess what he got paid?
10 million?
7.5, so you're not far off. But he was...
That's big for then.
Yeah, I mean, considering Die Hard was 2 years ago and it was his first major movie.
Yeah.
So like...
He'd done The Last Boy Scout in between this?
I think Last Boy Scout was 91.
Right.
So like he...
Did he do that in between now and the first
It's a movie called In Country that's like... He plays like a PO, you know... prisoner of war like that and he was like basically like I want to be more serious
No wait I can't act I'm just kidding
yeah well, thank you it's pride fucking with you Andy so he basically was like I don't really want to come back and do this
right.
He said there was this movie called Hudson Hawk that he really wanted to get up off the ground and it was like okay Joel Silver was like yeah we'll make that if you come back.
Right.
He's like, and give me loads of money. Like, yeah, cool. But apparently, while filming, Bruce Willis was like, I think John should be more serious. And Rennie Harlan was like, trying to get Bruce to like be like he was in the first one, was like trying to get blood from a stone.
Really?
And then almost so that it was like, they swung far too much the other way, where he was like, too... quippy and too like you know it's kind of
it was a bit muddled like
it was he didn't want to do it essentially and you can tell it's tonally it's a bit all over the place
it is a bit
Rennie Harlan was a Finnish director who had
finished
only,
after this movie
no
oh Finnish excuse me
okay. You know because he did another movie that we covered last season Cliffhanger
really
the Cliffhanger after this Cutthroat Island.
He's mad for snow, isn't he?
Long Kiss Goodnight. Deep Blue Sea.
Oh, classic. Yeah. Best one of the bunch so far. Love Deep Blue Sea.
These sharks on a motherfucking plane. So he was brought in because John McTiernan, who had done such a great job.
Look, you're throwing a whole bunch of names down.
John McTiernan, director of Die Hard.
Okay.
He directed Die Hard with a Vengeance. Directed Predator.
Okay.
But he basically fucking hated working with Joel Silver, was off making The Hunt for Red October, and basically said, fuck you, I'm not coming back. Like, now he had to kind of come crawling back to do Die Hard 3. after Last Action Hero flopped mega hard. But they basically, Joel Silver was like, I want to get somebody in that won't push back against me. And like, he basically, Renny Harlin has said, my job was to be like the logic police in this. I would come up with suggestions and Joel Silver would be like, okay, cool, and not use any of them.
Yeah,
but he's like, you direct this, and then he'd be like, okay, well, how did he, you know, how did he lose his gun?
Yeah,
you know, and stuff like that. Like, he would come up with these little things that he thought should stay in there, but really it was like Joel Silver just running amok for the for most of the shoot. It's different, like it was Wild West back
different
then.
Different time,
yeah, man. It's cocaine. yeah, and pretty much then the only other stuff I had was like, you know, all the actors that were in it. There's so many. Like, it's a real.
I tell you straight away what got my dick hard.
William Sadler in the nude.
Is he the main bad guy?
Yeah, he's Colonel Stewart.
Yes, but not the nude thing. I was just like, oh, it's Death from Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. I believe that Colonel Mustard did it in the kitchen with the candlestick.
I mean, he's so good at everything.
He's great. Where's he been? Is he dead?
I mean, he was in Iron Man 3.
Was he?
He was the president in Iron Man 3. You know, he's a reliable hand if you need to.
He's great.
Like, he doesn't need to really be working, I'd say, at this point.
Probably.
I'd say he's done enough.
Can I tell you what I thought of it? Do you have more?
I just want to list through that. It's a real that guy movie.
Okay.
Okay. You got William Sadler as the colonel. Uh-huh. You got John Amos as the major, the black guy that comes in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, you might remember him from Coming to America. As the guy who owned McDowell's.
I haven't seen Coming to America.
What?
I haven't seen it.
You got Dennis Franz. As police cap.
Yeah.
McLean.
Joe
Gave
Cop.
Me some sausage.
Yeah.
Fred Thompson is the southern guy who's the FAA in charge here.
Oh, yeah. I like him.
Yeah, he's
Love
good.
Him.
Like Robert Patrick. Did you notice
yes,
the T-1
Yes, I did. Then? I did, of course.
You got Von D. Curtis Hall, who is the black guy.
Yeah, I do know. Yeah.
You know who he is, don't you? Yeah. And then you had Franco Nero as the general. Generalissimo.
And you also had Colm Meaney as the...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
As the British...
Hello there. Oh, no. Franco Nero was the original Django from those movies. Good. And he's in Django Unchained.
Hey.
Yeah, they do a little thing like, what's your name? He's like, my name's Django. He's like, and then he leaves. yeah, tell me what you thought. What you really, really thought.
You know what? I thought it was a little bit... you know what? I liked it.
It's a nice way to end the miniseries. Eh? It's a bit of fun.
Yeah, I'd say it was a 3-star movie. You know what I mean?
I have a soft spot for this movie.
Do you know what? I thought halfway through, it's very interesting that you said about that it was turned into a Die Hard, because I was thinking halfway through, I'm like, did this have to... Like, if this wasn't a Die Hard... And this was just called, like, Snow...
Flight 58 or something like that.
Like, Snow Trouble or something better. But, like...
Gun Plane.
Yeah, you know, something like that. Delayed Flight. Terminal 1. Something, right? Then I would have...
Keep going.
That's all I got. But I think if it had been called that, I would have looked at it through a totally different lens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it that being part of the Die Hard...
Hurts it.
Canon. Am I using that
term
right?
Yes.
Look at me. I've come a long way from this.
Fucking 4 years later or whatever it is. Like,
with canon? Yeah. No. It's not canon. You're not saying it right.
Two types of canon, right? There's like stuff... No.
That's one kind.
No, that's a gun.
Oh, shit. my other canon knowledge has dropped. Okay,
so, like,
sorry.
You're saying like something is canon... In like lore,
yes,
that's canon. In like,
yeah,
but you'd also say, like you say, this is part of the Die Hard canon. You know,
is that
I mean?
The same thing?
No, because
same thing, kind of. Like, I'm just saying it in a roundabout way.
Okay,
you know,
sure, whatever you want.
I don't have time for this. But I think it kind of hurt it to be part of Die Hard 2. Do you know what I mean? Because it wasn't a very Die Hardy movie. I was thinking
they changed the character so much,
and like, it didn't need this movie didn't need and really didn't get John McClane. No. Do you know what I mean? I was thinking halfway through, this doesn't, you know, like, even the wife on the flight, like, kind of irrelevant. You know,
it's
what I mean?
Weird that, like, if you put John McClane on the flight, it's an interesting movie.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And if you put him and the wife on the flight, I will say that's the the part of the movie that like doesn't really need to be happening.
All the stuff in the flight.
Yeah,
yeah.
But it's kind of effective because you have Dickless in there. You have William Atherton.
Love
like,
him.
You know,
fucking love him.
Did I tell you the story about like how people would, you know, come to him in the street
because he was such a good bad guy,
and they'd call him Dickless.
Really?
And he's like, it ruined my life for like 10 years.
Is he still going?
Yeah, yeah, he's still out there.
He's a great face.
I think he was in like 2016 Ghostbusters.
Oh, right.
But
may I please see the storage facility, Mr. Venkman? Let's do it. You know what? That was okay. That impression, I think.
Eat it, Harvey. That's from the first one.
I don't know. But yeah, okay. Like
he's really effective part in it. I think he's sort of the wronged party in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, he's up there and he finds out what's going on and he does the news broadcast. And for his troubles, he gets tasered.
Like, how did she get that on the flight, first of all?
It's a different time back then. Like,
Jesus
Christ. You could smoke on plane. Like,
tasers?
Pre-9/11, you could bring a fucking machete
whatever
on,
you want.
Yeah. Just make sure you pack it below your... So,
what is that? It's like an aerosol over 100 mils. Got him! But, yeah, I thought it didn't need... Like, it's a shame, actually, that it's part of the Die Hard thing, I think. Because I think this could have been a great standalone, like, Christmassy action movie.
It's a secret Christmas movie because you kind of forget it's the week of Christmas.
Yeah, but you probably wouldn't have got the budget if it wasn't a Die Hard, would they?
Yeah, like...
You know?
That's the thing. It was the script, like you say, in development for another movie. And then same way with Die Hard 3. The Die Hard 3 was going to be called Simon Says... And then it's like they adapt.
Now that's one that did was helped. It
benefit,
I think. But well, yeah, the best one of the three, Imho. But that's
three.
Yeah. No. Oh yeah.
Then better than one.
Hands down, better than one. One was very good. I like
one is perfect. One is. We did a commentary on it.
I think
it's
three.
Absolutely perfect.
I think three is perfect.
Three.
By the way, if you're a patron, you can check out our commentary. We've done, by the way, commentary on Die Hard, just the two.
Die Hard and Avengers Endgame.
And Avengers Endgame. So
I think we should try and do one around
Christmas. I'd love to do another Christmas. I'd like that to be a tradition again.
A Christmas cracker. Hey. Maybe we'll do Goodfellas this Christmas.
Oh, let's do Goodfellas.
Let's do Goodfellas right now.
Let's stop what we're doing and just put on Goodfellas.
as I can remember. I always wanted to be
a gangster. Oh, that'd be great to do. Let's do that.
Yeah, great.
Okay, great. There's a plan. Yeah, with this one, do you know what? There were some good bits, and I loved the practical effects, or well, weren't effects, the practical whatever they did, like explosions and fucking all that shit. There was a few moments that kind of made me go like, when the plane blows up,
300 people die.
Yeah,
I was like, fair play. I forgot that you killed 300 people.
Yeah, and the fact that they made a point of like showing inside the plane of like sit down, like kids running, and, you know, okay, I'll be with you now, and all this, and then okay, the bad guys changed what they thought that the sea level was,
which is good,
which is a really good angle, and then John McClane's there, you're like, okay, they're gonna see him. It's like, no, they don't see him. They crash, and the whole thing like erupts into a fireball.
Looks great,
when I was watching it, I was like, oh shit. You know, like, I did not expect that.
Can you guess my favorite part of the movie?
Naked guy doing the Tai Chi?
That's your favorite part.
No, I don't know what.
My favorite part of the movie, and I think it is fucking dead. Because I've always kind of been... I've grown fonder of this movie as I've gotten older. But the bit that I've always, always loved, since the first time I saw it, was when they're talking about Grenada. And it's like, oh, you know, 5 weeks on the beach, 5 minutes in. Yeah. And he's like, oh, I wish I could have been there with you guys. Like, me too, son. And he's like, really? He's like, yeah. Means I wouldn't have to do this. Like, like cuts the throat. And it's like, ooh. And I'm like, fuck. Like, it's brilliant.
Classic heel turn.
He's so good.
Yeah. In fact, that no one else reacts. Like, I was like, oh, that was another one.
That was fucking class. Yeah. Like, even when they show up, when that like blue light show up, that team.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, it means business.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Like,
yeah, that was great.
So good.
And I loved, like, you know, like this is the thing. Like, I liked a lot of stuff, but some of it just felt kind of flat. Or some of it I felt like...
Patched.
I feel like...
Like, it feels like...
They just patched it all up.
Like,
kind
in
of,
this
like,
movie, 15, 20 minutes into the movie,
fuck,
there is like a firefight and like John McClane kills somebody.
I was thinking,
and I was like,
that's very quick.
Like, in the first movie, it's like 40 minutes of like, you know, drip free feeding of like tension, and then
I had that specific thought where it's like, oh, okay, like we're in, like
that guy's there, and then it's
the
like,
shooting's happening already, like,
and then it's like the airport police are just like, would you relax, McClane?
He's like,
you gotta get dust for Prince. He's like, dust for Prince? Like, there's been a murder at your airport. What are you talking about? Like, what is somebody? And like, this is the flaw of the movie, because he's around so many people that it's like, why won't anybody take me seriously?
Yeah, yeah.
As opposed to when he's in Nakatomi, he's isolated and alone.
I was gonna ask you, like, what as a diehardsman.
As a diehard fan? Yes.
Yes. What is it about the first one that's better than the second?
It's airtight. Like, the script is, everything is perfect.
There's no fat on it at all.
It really isn't. Like, you know, and you're looking, look, every bit is so successful in what it wants to do.
Yeah.
As opposed to this.
Why is it that this one doesn't? Like, in what way does this one not, do you think?
They changed the character a little bit.
Yeah, they didn't want to.
Yeah, I mean,
but
like,
he changed it.
Yeah, but like, also the way it's written and stuff like that, like, is, you know, like, he in the first one, he's alone and he's like talking to himself.
Yeah,
and when
he's
talking to himself, he's like, come out to the coast, get together.
Yeah,
and like, that's something that, like, I've talked to myself like that, where I'm like, oh, sure. He's like, just take this out to the bin, and like, the bag is ripped on me. You know, like,
stupid,
kind of. Yeah. In this one, it's like, he's like talking to the audience.
Yeah,
you know,
he's
very aware.
He's practically looking at the camera and going, "Who?"
He's like, I gotta quit smoking, or like, you know,
what
are these guys?
Yeah,
stuff like that, and you're like, oh,
just a bit. Like,
you're very aware you're in a diehard movie.
Yeah,
you know? Like, and it doesn't work because they also, like, in the first one, he had like Al.
Yeah,
and like, you got the bond between the two of them because like, Al's character, he's like, I shot a kid. You know, and he's sitting here like, fuck, and the two of them bond over like being low. In this, it's like, I have another black friend who's like, who I'm like, I kind of like that guy. He's no Al Powell, but I kind of like, and it's like, also I have a, like a hobo mechanic that lives under the airport. Also, I'm like, okay. And then,
I felt like they were trying to do it a little bit too beat for beat at times. You know what I mean? Where it was like, well, we did this in the first one, let's do it again in the second.
It kind of,
you know,
like, when he finds the mechanics workshop or whatever, you're like, oh, is that like when he keeps, you know, touching that kind of area in Nakatomi where the fucking Playboy calendar was on or whatever? Like, I got a very similar vibe, but like less. Everything is less.
It's less. That's what it was. And you know what I kind of thought as well was like, I don't know if this will make sense, but granted, like, the first one, I love the fact that they're in a building, and it's very centered. Like, this is all taking place here.
Geography.
But you also get you get a sense of where the building is, and you also get little snapshots of outside the building.
Yeah.
Of other, I felt like this was very airport, very contained within the airport, and I don't recall seeing a huge amount of anything happening outside, barring maybe the plane, which seemed kind of pointless, you know, for a large part. It was just, oh, she's on the plane. I would have liked some other side problem with that plane rather than just, we're in the sky and everything's fine until we're about to land.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like, this is irrelevant.
Bonnie Bedelia, you know, who plays, why can't I think of her name?
Mrs. McLean.
Holly.
Yeah.
Holly Gennaro.
Gennaro?
That's her maiden name in the first one, Andy.
Okay, excuse me.
Because that's what gets him up. That's a perfect example of what that movie does, right? Where he's like, he's like, Holly McLean. He's like, type it in there, buddy. And he types in McLean. Nothing. And he's like, he types in Gennaro. And he's like, fuck. And that's part of the problem in this movie is like, they're happy together. And I'm like, yeah, but I want the something, you know,
I want a bit of sauce. You want the.
And also, the fact that they're terrorists in this one.
Mm.
It kind of robs it of its joy. Like, in the first one, they're claiming to be terrorists, but they're bank robbers.
Yeah.
And the bank robbers are kind of having fun with it. Like, you know, like, Alan Rickman is like, how he's like this master plan. He's like, you know, you want miracles, I give you the FBI. And then in this one, it's just like, well, we're getting the colonel and then we're getting out of here and everything is super serious.
Yeah.
And I have no joy. Hey, colonel, we're going to go to the tropics.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's it.
Yeah.
Cool. You know,
there's some
good stuff. Don't get me wrong. But I'm like, it, and that's where the third one it gets right as well, where it, like, it goes back to the formula with like Jeremy Irons.
He always
he's
has
like,
to have
ha,
a
ha, you know, like,
yeah.
And he's like, oh, you should walk a day. And he like, he throws him the aspirin away. Like, there's a bit
wow.
of joy.
Someone had fun.
Yeah. You know?
And he, you know what? Now that you mention it, he's also got a black friend in the third as well.
Yeah.
No, a far more like beefier role, but like, was Holly in the third?
No, that's the whole thing. Where he's like, he's moved back to New York. They've split up,
right.
It's like, he's like, he's drunk. He's washed out essentially, and the whole thing is like, oh, we had a phone conversation. I hung up on her. I never called her back.
He does that.
He rings her at, when he figures out at the very end, he's on the phone to her.
Yeah.
And then he like leaves it hanging. She's like, John.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
God, I want to see that one again.
I actually want to watch it again now after watching two.
But yeah, you know what? It felt a little bit flat.
I like the ending. I actually think the ending is pretty strong.
I thought the ending was quite good.
There's a couple of good set pieces. Like the ejector seat bit.
Yeah, that was great. And just like, there's a scene where they like open, or the bad guys, they open the thing and you see that giant fucking plane.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck. I was like, I
want to get on that plane.
Yeah. Like, it's weird because like 10 years ago or maybe 20 years ago, I wouldn't really think at Nova. I'm like, oh yeah, this is a movie. Like,
yeah.
So of course there'd be a plane. Whereas now everything is green screen. I'm just like, I appreciate it so much. I only seen recently a thing where it's like Gladiator
2
now versus like practical versus whatever green screen shit they have behind Paul Mescal, and it just doesn't it feels soulless. That's where I'd be with you on.
I think
technology and AI and stuff not improving things.
I'm not sure if that is green screen or if it's digitally shot, and that's why it looks.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. Because a lot of stuff when it's shot on digital as opposed to film. Gladiator is on film and you can see that. And I think that picture was
digital
and it kind of...
Aren't they all digital now though?
A lot of them are, but there's certain people that know how to do it better.
Yeah.
And like if you look at some of the first, like Collateral's on digital. And Michael Mann is like big into moving into digital. And like when you look at Collateral now, it looks weird. But in a good way,
Collateral, that's Tom Cruise.
Yeah, it's the Hitman one. And it's like, you look at it and you're like, why does it look like that? And it's like, oh, because it's an aesthetic choice to do it. And now everything that's shot on digital.
Is Wes Anderson used digital?
I don't know, actually. I'd imagine.
I feel like Asteroid City seemed very film-like.
Yeah, have you seen that yet?
No, but just from the ads.
It's good.
Now, the last time you said, it was good. Now it's good.
It's...
..
It's hard. If you thought The French Dispatch was hard,
is this another one?
It's like it's
stories within stories.
Am I mad,
or has he gone too far up his own arsehole?
I mean, but that's him. You know what I mean? Like,
no, but he at least came out for some air sometimes.
Well, if you think
his head is buried in the Wes Anderson style,
I think his best one is
he's trapped.
The one where
he's trapped himself. He wants to make a fucking stoner rom-com or something, but he's trapped in this.
No, that's him.
Pretentious.
He is pretentious.
Is he?
Yeah, he is.
Of course he is.
He lives
actually.
In Paris. Like,
does he?
Yeah.
Oh, what a twat.
Yeah. How dare he live in one of the great cities of the world. I love the end of this, though, where, you know, McClane, like, this is also the problem, that he was Roy Rogers in the first one, and he's John Wayne in this one.
Yeah.
He's almost a superhero. He's larger than life. He can do anything.
In this.
You know, he's fighting these fucking green berets or whatever, and he's winning the fist fight.
Yeah.
In this, he's in a helicopter and he's like, fly over the plane and I'll jump out of the helicopter onto the plane.
Yeah. It's like, sorry?
Yeah. It's like, and he lands perfectly. And you're okay, but that's not what.
He's fighting on the wing, tripping them up. And
I like the fights and stuff. I think when he kills John Amos does a great, like,
yeah!
yeah.
There was one bit that made me fucking die laughing. It's near the start where like the thing falls. They're having a fight in whatever the fuck it is, and
the luggage and stuff. Like
yeah, that. And the big thing falls on the guy and crushes him. It's like, and like you clearly see when it crushes, like just this dummy, it lands. Because I was thinking, oh, they really show it, but it's like you look again, it's like, oh, it's just clearly like a dummy. I love that sort of stuff. I like how
clean the ending is as well, where it's like he's fighting Colonel.
Yeah,
puts a bit of a fight, ends up pulling the fuel thing.
Yeah.
Gets knocked off, and then the plane.
Yeah, but that was it exploded a little bit too quick. I was like, well, there's no chance that fire is catching up to that plane. Like a big trail of fuel.
That's a movie, though. I know. It's cool.
No, because I was thinking, like, oh, it better go quick, because like it wouldn't rush as fast as a plane is going. And then when it touches the plane, the whole plane goes. Like, first of all, I'm sure the plane would be on fire for what, 20 minutes before that would even happen.
It was on fire when it crashed. So that everybody could see and come home. Like,
yeah, you know, but
he's giving off big Jack Nicholson in The Shining at the end, like, Holly,
yeah,
runny boy.
I tell you, I appreciate his one thing he did keep, like he did the first, is his faces when he's like.
Yeah. Oh, like he's like when he grabs the icicle and goes through your man's eye.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. The fact that he's like, ooh, like this is fucking sick.
He pulls these faces that you probably would make and that you're like you're not thinking about your face, you know what I mean? I want to get the shot, you know.
Like he still has some of it.
Oh yeah, he's still Bruce Willis, I think.
You know, by the time Die Hard 4 rolls around, he has none of the John McClane-ness.
Really?
Yeah, he's like Justin Long. You ever see it? No,
no, I haven't.
Timothy Olyphant is the villain in it, which he's not very good. No. Like I know, you know me.
Yeah, we're a couple of Olyphantsmen.
Yeah. But there's a bit in it like Justin Long's like, did you just blow up that helicopter with a car? He's like, I ran out of bullets. You know, yeah, exactly. I'm like, yeah.
So look, you know, with this one, it was fun. It was fun. I'm glad I've seen it now, but I think if this was called something else and it wasn't Bruce Willis,
who would you put in there instead?
At that point,
1990.
Is Keanu Reeves too young?
Probably a little bit. He's like Ted the year before, like. So. Yeah,
I'm probably just thinking of Bill and Ted still because your man was in it. Who was the action? I mean, Arnie.
Stallone, Arnie.
If you had to put Arnold Schwarzenegger instead of Bruce Willis in Die Hard 2 and call this something else like Snowport or something. I'm not a movie guy, but you know, something, then I think I would have enjoyed
Baggage Claim,
you know, something like that. Exactly. You know, something like that. Snow Day, all flights cancelled, something. I don't know,
you're just saying now at this point.
My point is, if it was called that, I feel like I would have actually appreciated it more.
It's good. I'm a soft spot for
with an actor who wanted to be there with, you know, a movie that wasn't bastardized into squeezed this square peg to fit in that round
hole. It
worked.
They made a fucking shitload of money. Like,
More money for that producer to get himself more coke.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're all laughing to the bank. But,
absolutely.
Yeah, anyway.
Everybody's going up. We're happy. What would you give it, rating-wise?
I'd give it 6 out of 10.
I'm going to go 7.
Okay.
Yeah. Who would you give the Ed Harris for Excellent in Acting Award to?
I would give it to. I give it to the bad guy,
William Sadler.
Yeah,
yeah.
Give it to him. I just like him.
Yeah, he's good. I gotta give it to John Amos. Just think he's fucking great.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, he's like McClane. He's like, you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. You're the wrong guy in the wrong place at the wrong time. He's like, immediately. I'm like, yeah. Who are you gonna give the Daniel Day-Lewis Peachtree Dance Award for Best Line Reading?
Do you know what line I actually did? Like, I liked the slit in the throat one. Yeah. Then I wouldn't have to do this. That was great. For some reason, I really appreciated the line of like, what was it? I can't even remember it now. Where he's about to jump on the plane, it's like, I thought you don't like planes or whatever. And it's like, I hate to lose more.
He's like, I hate flying. He's like, but I hate to lose more. And that's the other thing that it's like.
I like that line.
He's not he's more worried about losing than he is about his wife dying.
Yeah, I feel, you know, like, what I mean. So this, I quite like that line, because I was like, that seemed
because there's a bit in it when the plane crashes. He's so upset.
Yeah,
and I'm like, does he think his wife is on that plane?
Yeah, yeah.
And then like, you kind of wanted. I almost felt like they were going to have a scene where he's like, she's on this plane.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Yeah.
Thank God. It's just some other.
Yeah, it's a stream of other people. Yeah. Colomini, you say?
What about you? What would you.
My favorite line is William Sadler. The reporter is like, can I get a word? He's like, I have two. Fuck and off. And then the other guy, he's like, his buddy, he's like, no pictures, you pinko scum. I just like his line reading, like, and there's so many swear words in this.
Yeah, there is.
Everybody's saying fuck every other second.
God, what a time.
Also, the bit we forgot to mention is how John McClane isn't dead when they switch, you know, the live rounds, you know, the blue tape.
Yeah.
He's in the command center and like,
ah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, and everybody has their guns pointed at him. I'm like, surely like he'd be like, yeah, got him. They were blanks.
Yeah, like when he goes into the fucking
he's like, pretend to shoot Dennis Franz. Yeah, yeah. He's like, ah.
Son of a bitch.
Now, we got a bit of business to take care of. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So the poll that we put on the Patreon for, because, you know, we're changing up formats next week. This is the last review on main feed, folks. So now we're going to be going.
It. We fucking did it, guys.
Bi-weekly behind the paywall. So every 2 weeks you get it. We put a poll up on the Patreon. All our lovely patrons got involved. And they chose, the options were a genre, what we're going to do, an actor, a director, or a
year.
Year, yeah. Director, overwhelmingly.
Well,
don't think I didn't see you trying to put your thumb on the scale by picking genre. From
put your thumb on the scale.
From it's the podcast analogy. Account. Yeah. It's like, well, I don't want director. I'm going to choose genre.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I noticed that. I was going to change it. And I was like, you know what? I'll let him have it. Director is still winning.
It's still getting tanked. Yeah. Okay.
So I have two choices. All right. For you. All right.
I can pick one of these choices.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to give you two envelopes.
Okay. Is that Coen Brothers or Tony Scott? Don't know who that is.
It's Ridley Scott's brother. Why don't you have a look at the movies that have been Tony Scott?
Can I look at the movies first?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
You can have a look at the movies.
Opening.
Open the package, Andy.
All right. Tony Scott. Okay. There's a lot of cards here.
I want those cards back, by the way.
Top Gun. Okay, the first one. Beverly Hills Cop 2. The Last Boy Scout. Okay. True Romance. Crimson Tide. Enemy of the State. Man on Fire. Unstoppable. There's more here. Revenge.
Those two are.
And Spy Game. Okay, I'll tell you what, okay. These aren't bad choices. That's too many.
Well, it's eight, right? The green.
Eight? How many did I have here?
Ten there. Okay. So the greens are alternates. So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Do you think, should we do like six now that we have Patreon?
Cause no, be, what?
Because now it'll be director bi-weekly.
What do you care?
It'll be 20 weeks. It's half a year we're going to be on this.
So?
Okay.
I don't mind.
Is it every. It's not every week. It's not every Patreon episode of movies.
Yeah.
I've been bamboozled here.
This is your thing.
We got a new. In absolutely no way did I say, let's do more movies only on the Patreon. Somehow you've managed to shoehorn in your movie taste. Still, the whole point was to get away from your movie taste, and now I have bi-weekly
movie review. More movies. As opposed to,
we should do.
No. It's every Patreon, and then we're moving the Patreon stuff over to the main feed.
Okay. Okay.
That's what it was.
Coen Brothers.
Yeah.
Okay, Miller's Crossing. Never heard of it. Hudsucker Proxy.
The Hudsucker Proxy.
Fargo. The Big Lebowski. Oh, brother, where art thou? No Country for Old Men. True Grit. Burn After Reading. Inside Llewellyn Davis. Hail Caesar. Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Now, I will tell you, all of those movies are under 2 hours. A lot of them...
I feel like they won't feel like it, though.
Well, a lot of them are, you know, an hour 30.
Let me have a look again. Let me just have a look at the other one, Tony Scott. Yeah, I'm going to go Tony Scott.
Okay.
100%.
Now, I had a, if you didn't want either of them, I had a third envelope.
Oh, what is it? Christopher Nolan.
Now, a lot of these movies are 2.5 hours to 3 hours, just so you know.
Okay. I appreciate the effort you've put in, just by the way. Doesn't sound like it, but yeah, I do.
I don't think you do.
No, I do. Memento.
Here's a proviso.
Okay.
I left all the Batman movies off.
Okay.
Because I have another thing cooking in the hopper for that.
Fucking guy.
So it's all those non-Batman movies.
Memento, Insomnia, The Prestige, Inception. Oh, I really want to see Interstellar, but I don't want to watch the rest of these. Dunkirk.
You know, you can just watch it on your own time.
Tenet. No, I can't. And Oppenheimer, no chance. No, I don't want the Chris Nolan ones.
Oppenheimer was green because it made all the money, you see.
Oh, it wasn't alternate?
No.
Okay.
Because there's only 8 there.
I'm going to go Tony Scott here.
Okay, is there any movie there of the Pinks that you wouldn't want to watch?
Yeah.
Which one?
All right. Top Gun I'd watch. Beverly Hills Cop 2 I'd watch. No problems watching them.
Right.
Last Boy Scout, even though we did watch it for the pod.
Many years ago.
Well, it was a while ago. Yeah. True Romance, I've wanted to see. Crimson Tide, Submarine one or something, is it?
Denzel and Gene Hackman. That's one, actually, we can't take off. We have to.
Fine with that. Enemy of the State. Do you know what? The more I look at Tony Scott ones, the more happy I am with them. Man on Fire, I saw it, but it was ages ago. I remember it being class. Unstoppable.
What's Denzel.
I changed that one, maybe. Because we've
I'm gonna veto that though, because that's like,
you just asked.
It's his last movie as well. It's his last movie as well before he killed himself.
Denzel?
Tony Scott.
Oh, okay. Denzel's dead.
He's in Gladiator 2.
Okay. When was this made?
2010.
How long is it?
It's like an hour 50 or something. I'll tell you exactly how much. Unstoppable. Here's the pitch.
But why did you ask me, is there any one that I wouldn't want to see?
Just though, because those two were ones I put on at the last minute. Revenge and Spy Game.
Tell you what.
Let's do them all. Great. Okay.
No.
Revenge is Kevin Costner. And because he's got a new movie coming out, Horizon. You hear about this?
No.
Where he spent $39 million of his own money to make these two movies.
Whoa.
But he's going to own the movies forever.
Okay.
So, now it only made $11 million at the box office this weekend. And then part two is coming out in 6 weeks. Anyway.
How long is Unstoppable?
We're back to this.
Yeah.
Unstoppable is... Here we go. 1 hour, 38 minutes.
Oh, what a dream.
And here's the pitch. With an unmanned half-mile-long freight train barreling towards the city,
I love it.
A veteran engineer and a young conductor race against the clock to prevent a catastrophe.
Okay, I love it.
Great.
My God, this is... All right, I'm excited about this now.
Great.
I'm excited about Tony Scott. I am so glad now that you gave me the option. Like,
You're being held accountable for the Christopher Nolan bros on the Patreon. And I've wanted us to cover him for a while.
Do you know what? No, I'm not responsible. You're responsible, Terry, because you could have just said, "You know what? Let's watch Interstellar." It didn't have to be a series. We could. I tell you what we could do. We could just pick. I could just pick my top five from top six from these envelopes. We could just pick the best.
The
movies.
Whole point is like you don't know what's so great about. This is the name of the show. You don't know what's so great about Tony Scott, and I'm gonna show you.
But I guarantee you, we're going to get comments on the Patreon saying, I would have loved the pick and mix option.
Well,
I'm just saying.
That's not what the show is, okay?
Okay, sorry, guys.
Yeah.
I would have wanted that too.
The pick and mix option.
Terry says we can't
do it.
What's
so great about this? What's so great? This is the show.
Okay, do you know what? I'm actually very happy with Tony Scott.
Great.
But can you promise me something?
What's that?
Okay, so can we lose these?
Keep them. Because I might watch them. I want to know what I have in the cards.
Okay, but I mean, how about this, okay?
What?
I'll give these back, sorry.
Yeah, so, thank you. I want my cards back.
Um, all of these pink ones,
yeah,
very happy with. Mm-hmm. Okay, those two greens, can we park those?
Yeah,
so we don't have to wash them.
Yeah,
okay.
You might want to watch them though. If
I absolutely won't want to watch them. It's a movie. I hate movies. I hate movies. Okay,
you like them. I've had it with them.
But I don't like. I really don't want to watch those other two. So can we ditch them? Is that like they're gone now? Like I'll watch Interstellar or a couple of picks. Like, you know what I mean? A movie that I'd actually like to watch. I'll tell you what, I'll
get rid of Christopher Nolan. I'm not willing to get rid of the Coen Brothers because I think...
I promise you, I'm going to hate the Coen Brothers so much. I'm going to hate it. And do you know what? The only reason I say it is it's actually for the sake of the pod, because I find it...
Okay.
At the age I am now, the year it is now, doesn't matter really, but I find it almost impossible to watch something that I don't want to watch. I'll cram it last second. I'll rush it. Like, I just know I will.
I will take these out of the director series pile.
Fine. The movies could show up in another...
Exactly.
Fine. No problem.
Okay?
No problem.
But I will say, all right, Andy does not want to watch a Coen Brothers movie.
You could say space movies and put Interstellar
100%.
In that. 100%.
You could say the year 2007. Put No Country for Old Men in there.
Yeah.
We could
definitely
say
fine with that.
Best Picture winners.
Oh, boo.
Yeah.
Give me the Razzies. Let's do the fucking Razzie winners.
Do enough trash when you get your fingers in the pie. Anyway, we're getting on here. Let's get our plugs in.
Folks, you can find us on Instagram at What's So Great About Pod and TikTok at What's So Great About Pod. And we also have a Twitter account. WSGA Pod. If you don't want to do any of that, shame on you. However, we have the said Patreon that we were just talking about. Now,
if you want to hear us talk about these aforementioned Tony Scott movies, the only place you're going to get that is behind the paywall.
On the Patreon. Not only that, but you also get... So you get those two extra episodes a month. So we'll be reviewing those movies. Plus some bonus solo pods, if we get the time.
Yeah.
Let me stick
if we so
there.
Choose.
You also get early access to all the main feed, so these episodes. And you also now get to shape the content on the main feed, mm-hmm, if you're a patron. So pretty much, if you suggest something, there's a high likelihood that we're going to just cover that. So if you want to hear us talk about something, if you want to hear us watch something, listen to something, discuss how we would approach situations, you want advice, you want to know what our top five this or that is, the Patreon is the place. We will only entertain... Patron.
No direct messages on the Instagram. We'll ever show up.
And if we don't reply to you, you know why. Terry watches them and moves.
I've marked them unread. You only got to tell me once.
Great.
Curious.
And
so it's only €5 a month.
Yeah.
And
we also have about 300 back episodes in the back catalog.
And we're really grateful for the lovely patrons we have there. And we'd like you to become and be a part of our little community around there.
It feels cheap to even call them patrons. They're our friends.
Yeah.
You know, in a way, they are my best friends.
And they pay for the privilege. So, if you can't afford the €5 a month, well, I don't know what to tell you.
Drop dead, I do. Drop dead.
But you can help support the pod in another way.
Yeah.
You can give us a rating or review. Now, Andy,
there he
in
is.
This movie, 300 people burned to death in a fiery plane crash. Well, I don't want a 300-star review.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
That'd be as crazy as Colonel Stewart's plan to get the Generalissimo out of Dodge.
God, he's good.
You can give me a 5-star review. Yes, really helps grow the podcast, keeps us in the charts, and keeps you guys in our hearts. And we're climbing the rankings every other week. Top 10 in the film review.
We're going to have to be in a new category soon.
Comedy? I don't know.
And in the 600th place, it's What's So Great About, storming up the charts, previously uncharted. It's not about the charts. It's nice to be there. Yeah. But
it makes the cockles in my heart nice and warm.
And it makes my cock nice and large. Ugh, it didn't even feel right saying it. I'm sorry.
Large.
I'm so sorry.
Large.
I don't know. This has been a weird episode.
Goodbye.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've bought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Finally kiss goodnight. How I hate going out in the storm. But as long as you hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Hello.
Ready? Freddy?
Ready.
Ready, Freddy? Ready, Freddy.
There goes my baby.
You know, I used to think that was Elvis when I was younger.
Really?
When I was a little idiot.
Man, what an idiot.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, give me a countdown.
In 3, 2, 1, record.
Hello, and welcome to What's So Great About the Podcast.